The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Munchkin Land, a game that celebrates the card game Munchkin from Steve Jackson Games. So wonderful to have you here with us this week once again. Although, if you listen, you hear that? I don't hear any cheating. Rob is not here this week. But you know what? He's probably still going to win, Rodrigo.
Probably, somehow.
Rodrigo is here and Zach is here.
Yep.
And this week, we are doing something a little different. I went out and splurged and bought a bunch of the little booster packs. Not the big ones, you know, like the Munchkin Pack 3 or the Zombie Pack 2 or anything like that. I picked up these little 15-card boosters. So this week, while we are still patiently waiting for Pathfinder to come out, we are playing with Munchkin Skull Kicker. So there's that one. We're actually playing with the booster pack for Munchkin Pathfinder, Munchkin Dragons, which is odd that I haven't gotten Pathfinder, but the booster pack came out. Then,
that's weird.
If you go to Barnes & Noble, this is something that Steve Jackson Games has been doing. They did it with Target, with Munchkin Legends. They have a brand new packaging of Munchkin 2, the Unnatural Axe. Comes with a bunch of figures, and it also comes with some unique cards for that. We're not playing with that one, but we are playing with Munchkin Game Changers. These are cards that totally change the nature of the game. I think these would have been maybe cards that were, oh, what was that stuff that Rob used to have that had the magic cheat card in there?
The Blender?
Oh, the Blender stuff. This may include some of that, but it also includes Fairy Dust cards. Fairy Dust gives you new cards for being nice, and it also includes the Munchkinomicon. And so we have two little mini decks that go along with this. So we're going to include all of those into a standard edition of Munchkin, just to see what kind of flavor we can get from this. And I can already tell you right now that of the 8 cards that have been dealt to me, about half of them are from Munchkin Game Changers and from the expansion packs. Mm-hmm. So that
probably just means we didn't shuffle stuff that well.
Or we shuffled them too well. Mm-hmm. So let's explain what the Fairy Dust rules are, since we're going to be playing with both Fairy Dust and Munchkinomicon. Shuffle the sparkly good fairy card into the door deck. She's already in there. If you want to improve your chances, leave the sparkly good fairy out of the door deck while you're shuffling, and then shuffle her into the top inch. Getting Fairy Dust cards. The Super Good Fairy rewards the Munchkins for being nice to each other. Draw a Fairy Dust card when either A, you help another player in combat and your side wins, or you earn one card per combat, not per monster, or B, you cancel a curse cast on another player. Mm. Somehow I think Rob would not have earned any Fairy Dust cards.
No, Rob is not above helping other people to help himself.
There you go. Fairy Dust cards with values are items and can be traded. Other Fairy Dust cards cannot be traded. Unlike other cards, you keep Fairy Dust cards if you die. Fairy Dust cards in your hand count toward your hand size, just like any other card. So you're going to have to discard if you're past 5. Killing the Sparkly Good Fairy. Sparkly Good Fairy is a monster and can be killed. If you kill her, the treasure you draw is 4 regular treasure cards and 2 Fairy Dust cards.
Whew.
Unless all the Fairy Dust cards are gone. If any Fairy Dust cards are left after that, they can no longer be drawn in a regular way. Instead, put them on the top of the treasure deck. Failing to kill the Sparkly Good Fairy. If you can't defeat the Sparkly Good Fairy, she does not vanish. She'll be back soon. Take the top 10 door cards, shuffle the Sparkly Good Fairy into them, and put them back on top of the door deck.
Wow.
If you try to run away from the Sparkly Good Fairy and fail, then you are charmed until your next turn. If anyone asks you to help in a combat, you must help. They don't have to reward you, and you do not get a Fairy Dust card. Elves still get a level if they help kill a monster.
Yeah, I would say the elf class, or race, I don't remember which one it is. Mm-hmm.
Race.
Just goes with this so well that it's like a super duo.
Oh, yeah. Anybody elf?
No, I got nothing.
I'm a human. Now we're also playing with the Munchkinomicon. The deck contains one item card, the Munchkinomicon itself, and 14 other cards. The Munchkinomicon card has two faces. One side looks like a normal treasure. The other side has a summary of those rules, so you don't have to keep them out all the time. The Munchkinomicon starts on the top of the treasure deck, so the first person will get a treasure will get it. You must play and equip the Munchkinomicon as soon as you get it. You may not keep it in your hand and put it out, but not for use, but not use it. The Munchkinomicon is evil and munchkinly and will transfer its loyalty at the drop of a tentacle. If it's in play, it will immediately move to anyone who dies. It impresses the Munchkinomicon when you die and immediately come back. If two people will revive at the same time, roll the die. Higher die gets the book. If you play a curse, a trap, or a madness card that actually affects another player, you get the Munchkinomicon card. Sacrifice a level. You may do this at any time, even in combat, to lure the Munchkinomicon to you. So if Rodrigo has it, I could, at any time, even in combat, sacrifice three of my cards, and the Munchkinomicon card comes to you. The Munchkinomicon gives its owner spells, which are always drawn face down. Spells in your hand do count against your maximum hand size and may be given as charity. Spells are not items. No card or ability that affects items will affect spells. As soon as you draw the Munchkinomicon or lure it away from another player, it will whisper a spell to you. Draw one spell card from the Munchkinomicon deck. You may use that spell immediately or keep it in your hand for later mayhem. If you have the Munchkinomicon in your hand at the beginning, or if you have the Munchkinomicon at the beginning of your turn, draw a spell. If you get the Munchkinomicon in a trade, do not draw the spell. The Munchkinomicon also has a +5 combat bonus. This is automatic. You don't even have to do anything. This bonus may be raised by item enhancers or lowered by curses or traps. The new value remains in effect even if the Munchkinomicon moves to another player, but is lost if it goes back to the treasure deck. Ditching the Munchkinomicon. Whew. You may trade the Munchkinomicon to another player like any other item. You may also use its gold piece value to help you buy a level. It is worth 666 gold pieces.
Nice.
If you sell the Munchkinomicon or are forced to discard it by a curse, trap, or bad stuff, it goes to the top of the treasure deck. You may not redraw the Munchkinomicon on the same turn that you sell or discard it. So on and so forth. Ooh, a lot of stuff in here. So we've got in this deck the Fairy Dust Dice. We've got two pink sparkly dice to play. Mm-hmm. We've got the Munchkinomicon. We've got the Monster Enhancers. We've got Reloaded and Game Changers all in this stuff. And we also got in the Munchkin Game Changers two new spinners, two new counters.
Right.
One for Munchkinomicon, one for
Fairy Dust,
and... Since we're putting all the counters into play, we each rolled at the beginning. I picked the Munchkinomicon, so I get up a second level. Rodrigo was the second one, and what counter did you pick?
I picked the Fairy Dust counter.
So you went up to level two.
Since we're playing with Fairy Dust, I went up to level two.
And lowly Zach over there rolled last.
Yep, and I got the regular Munchkin level counter. So I still start at level two.
Yay!
But so mine does not look as good as either of the others.
So all the time spent... Going over the rules is about how much time it would have taken each of us to get to level two anyway.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we're all starting at level two in this game. And are we going to roll to see who goes first?
Yeah, because
sure.
There's a Munchkinomicon relevance there.
Three. Five. Woo. Five.
Oh, man.
Roll off.
Three. Three.
You guys are bad at this.
Six.
Oh, I'm not going to get that.
All right. Woohoo. Boo. I win. All right, I am a classless human, but I do have some foot gear. Boots of running really fast gives me +2 to run away. I kick open the door, pow, and I get a master. Add this card to your class card. You are now a master whatever. If lost, that class is lost. Ooh, each monster you kill on your turn, with or without help, gets you one extra treasure.
Ooh,
nice.
All right, I think, let's see, I will go looking for trouble.
Mm.
So, oh, I should point out that that card is from the Reloaded deck. I'm going to go after a level 1 dragon, a magic dragon. The magic dragon just wants to be your friend. If you decide not to fight him, he gives you a face-up treasure, waves his hand, and disappears. Bad stuff, one of your levels vanishes in a puff of smoke. This is from the dragon's deck.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at a level 2. Beating it by 1.
Solid.
3-2.
Hang on.
Okay.
Oh.
I'm going to feed it a nasty tasting sports drink and give it +2 to its side.
Boo, Rodrigo.
Think about it this way. If you lose here, you'll start getting charity.
Yeah, that's true.
But, and you still get the chance to run.
Yes, that's true. You want to help me out, Zach?
Oh, do I get the Munchkinomicon?
You would, because that's the top treasure card.
Oh, because it's only one treasure, obviously.
The Allure of Power. Zach. If you help him, you get a Fairy Dust card.
That's true.
Oh, that's right. So you could get two things.
I get two cards.
You could be the first one to get the Necronomicon and the first one to get a Fairy Dust card.
Yeah.
Thus finally cementing as somebody useful in this podcast.
Yes. I will help you and be cool and have oddly colored cards in my hand.
All right. 3-2.
All right.
1. All right, Zach, you get the Munchkinomicon. Read those rules on the back so you know what it does.
Okay.
And you get one Fairy Dust card.
One Fairy Dust card.
And we each get to go up a level. Or Zach does not, but
Zach
I do.
Zach does not, but
yeah.
And I have 5 cards in my hand.
Now, when you get the Munchkinomicon, you also get a spell.
Oh, that's right.
Let's see.
Is that right? Or is that when you...
As soon as you are a little away from it, it will whisper a spell to you. Yep, draw one spell card from the Munchkinomicon deck.
Oh, wow.
Draw one card from the Munchkinomicon deck.
One card.
Again, this counts towards your 5 that you may hold in your hand. Same way with Fairy Dust cards.
Right.
So you have to equip that immediately.
No, you can't equip them.
No, I'm just... the Munchkinomicon he has to equip.
Right.
The Munchkinomicon has
he
to
can,
go on
He can add the spells if he wants or hold them in his hand.
Okay, I got, from my Fairy Dust card, I got Fairy Berries. Now, each Fairy Dust D6 is a Fairy Berry, which may be rolled for a once-only combat bonus. If you roll a 4, 5, 6 on a die, you may use it again in a later fight. Otherwise, set it aside. When you lose both Fairy Berries, discard this card. Fairy Berries! Now... Is your turn done?
My turn is done.
Okay, well, Rodrigo and I talked about this before play started. And
what?
I was dealt Divine Intervention, and it reads, you must play this card as soon as you get it. All clerics immediately go up a level. This can't be the winning level. If this card makes you win, you are entitled to mock other players mercilessly.
Mercilessly.
Yep. So, no one's a cleric. So, no one gets the level.
Okay. But it is your turn now, Zach.
It is. And my Munchkinomicon rules say draw a spell if you start the turn with the Munchkinomicon.
What?
Bazam.
Ooh. Power.
I would think because there's only 14 cards, that limits the Munchkinomicon.
Does it say what happens when all spells are drawn? I'm guessing you just shuffle them back.
Mm-hmm.
And are spells kept in my hand and played like curses, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Okay, so I'm going to kick open the door, and then I'm going to deal with my large hand size then. Level 12, wannabe vampire. Instead of fighting, a cleric can chase the wannabe vampire away just by going booga booga and take all of his treasure. There is no level increase for this. Bad stuff blocks the door and tells you about his character. Lose 3 levels. Well, that stinks. Let's see. I'm still at level. I'm at level 2.
Mm-hmm.
+5 bonus from Munchkinomicon. Munchkinomicon. That's 7.
Do your berries give you anything?
My berries, I roll, and then they give me a bonus.
So you probably ought to roll.
So
them.
Well, he'd have to roll a 5 or above.
Yeah.
At this point. Although, can you roll both of them in the same fight?
Which may be rolled for a once only combat bonus each. Doesn't say. He says, nope. Doesn't say it wants a fight.
No.
So I could go both of them. Why not? Let's just use my fairy berries. I got them. Let's roll die. 1. That's not good. And I lost it. I'll just be right there. So now I'm at 8.
Against its what?
12.
Ooh. Zach.
And no one is really high enough to help me, is there?
Nope, sorry.
What are you
man.
At?
8.
Nope.
So it's 12.
Well,
might as well run away.
Might as well run away. I'm going to reach into my sack. Grab me a die. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Come on, 1. Yeah, 7! Woo! It's like a vampire.
Mm.
Get it?
Yeah, I do now. That's funny.
Doesn't get it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Jump 8 back. Cards.
Oh, I'm level 3.
Well,
I'm level 2.
So does he just discard then?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you just discard.
I'm going to do... Oh, well, I was going to save these for later. I'm going to invoke obscure rules to go up a level and get a pep talk from my avatar, who happens to be Felicia Day, and go up 2 levels. To level 4.
Okay, so one of those is from the guild, obviously. What's the other one from?
I believe this is just regular set munchkin.
Okay. Yep. If there's no symbol at the bottom, then nothing there.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. No!
No! You play any of those spells on your Munchkinomicon?
No, I cannot.
I didn't even look at any of the spells, so I don't even know what they are.
Zach, if you had... Did you have those go up a level cards in your hand this whole time?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you had played them before, wouldn't then one...
You could have played them during combat.
Wouldn't, like...
Yeah.
Wouldn't then Steven could have helped you and
I've been watching Rob play this game a lot, and he's been keeping those go up levels till the end of the game to try to boost him to the end for that last weird battle. That's what I was hoping to do, but obviously I just don't have the prowess of Rob. That was my plan. Didn't work.
Somewhere, Rob is driving in the car and suddenly has a fit of laughter, and he has no reason, no reason why he's laughing.
Here's Rodrigo. No,
actually,
no,
just
Steven,
discard.
What am I doing?
Actually, just discard.
Also, no.
What?
No, that's
4.
True. No,
oh, that's right.
Yeah, I'm level 4.
So that does go to me.
Oh,
yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah, now I have 5. Now my obnoxiously long turn is done.
Okay. I'm going to...
Oh, so
well,
that's totally out of play then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just throw it back in the pool of dice available to roll.
So, I am also a classless human, but I'm walking into game with the knee pads of a lure. No player with a level higher than me can refuse a request to help against a monster.
Nice.
Or ask for a reward. I can't gain the winning level by using the knee pads.
Oh, so you... We can't even get a reward. We have to just help you.
Yep.
Wow.
Boo.
Do not like.
So I'm going to kick down the door. Hi-ya. Hi. Add this card to a race card. You are now a high whatever. It is lost if that race is lost. If you kill a monster by yourself, you can exchange all the treasure cards you got from that combat minimum 1 for 1 level. This can be the winning level.
Wow. So this is a reloaded card?
This is reloaded. Is that the D10?
Yeah, the little... Yeah.
Yep.
Man.
All right. So I am going to go looking for trouble against a level 2 Mr. Bones. It is undead.
Uh-oh.
If you must flee, you lose a level even if you escape. Bad stuff. His bony touch costs you 2 levels, and he gives me 1 treasure if I beat him. But I'm going to ask Zach to help me. Because right now I match his level.
How much do you beat it by?
Agree.
With Zach, 2.
You're beating it by 2?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No. With Zach, 4. Oh, plus the Necronomicon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so... Whatever that is.
I have 9 effectively right now.
Yeah, so I'm beating it by 9 with Zach's help.
Okay.
Anything? 3, 2, 1. Crunch, Mr. Bones. Getting a level.
So, does your card then prevent Zach from getting a Munchkin Fairy Dust card?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
It just means I don't have to give him a treasure, but he technically did help.
Yes.
It's true.
The Fairy Dust stuff, what was the special
it
thing about elves? Oh, elves still get stuff out of
well,
it.
Well, yeah, elves still get stuff, but they also get the level too.
Right, right.
That's the elf thingy.
Yeah. So
I still get a Fairy Dust card?
Yeah, I would I say so. I just forced you to get a Fairy Dust card.
Sweet.
I'm going.
Does remind
to...
me of cotton candy.
Yeah, they're very. I mean, the color palette is very much different than the brown used to for Munchkin.
Yeah. So I got a polymorph potion. Using any combat turns any one monster into a parrot, which flies away, leaving its treasure behind. Usable once only. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That'll be my turn.
All right. I'm going to kick down the door, pal. And I'm a high something or other. Add this card to your race card. You're now a high whatever. If it's lost, that race is lost.
You're a high human.
I'm a high human. Hey, man.
Not really. Not really.
Who's knocking at the door, man? I will loot the room. And I am going to... I've got a cheat card. And I'm going to use it with my +4 bonus shield of ubiquity. But it's usable by warriors only. But is now usable by me.
Mm.
And my turn is done.
All right. I'm going to draw.
I was so nice to myself, I think
spell.
I deserve a... A fairy dust card. No?
I don't think so.
No.
You have to be nice to other people.
Oh. Man. Well, I'm never going to get any of those.
All right. I kick open the door. First, papa! To find a level 10 natural. He has no special powers, and he's really mad about it. Bad stuff. Screws up the game balance by forcing you to let the players of the highest level take any one item from you. Poo. Oh, I forgot to say, my last fairy dust card was a Hanshi, and it gives me an extra hand. It cannot be taken from me by theft, curses, or bad stuff short of death. But I must discard it if I die. So now I have 3 hands.
Yay.
Yay.
But I'm still losing to Mr. Natural.
Did you draw a spell card, too?
I did draw a spell card. But I am losing to Mr. Natural. By 1. So, would... Steven, would you like to help me?
Losing by 1?
Yep.
Mm.
You'll get a fairy dust card and a treasure.
I think I can handle that. I'm a 3, 7 is what I am effective.
You're 7. I'm 9. That's 16. That means we're winning by 6.
Wow.
Rodrigo, would you like to ruin this great plan of ours?
Nah.
Ah, sweet. 3, 2, 1. Dead natural. So. 3 treasures. Ooh. What have we got here? We've got a sleep potion used during any combat to +2 to your side. A +1 bonus hireling allows you to carry and use 1 extra item, even if you not could otherwise. Blah, 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 blah. +5 to sexterity. You get an extra +5 in combat when you are helped by someone of the opposite sex. Keep this card in front of you until you die. This is a guild card. Steven, I will let you choose first.
Let me have the hireling.
Hireling is yours.
Thank you.
That might not come into help at all. Who knows? Hold on, my sleep potion.
That doesn't have a gold value, so I think it goes in your hand.
It says keep this card in front of me at all times.
Oh, okay.
Until
okay,
I die.
No, you're right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
And unless someone changes sexes.
Yeah, it's not going to do any good.
Well, that happens.
It does.
All right, I got to get rid of a card. Or, better yet, Steven.
Yes.
Curse.
Ugh. Flying change. Pick a Munchkin D6 from the dice bag. Put my hand on Zach's sack.
Gross.
No, I actually got my own sack now.
Oh, you got your own Zach's sack.
I do have my own Zach's sack. Let's see. Pick a Munchkin D6 from the dice bag. Close your eyes and roll it. Now name a number from 2 to 7 and discard a number of cards equal to the difference between the roll and your number. If you get a match, the number go up a level. All right, here we go. Now I have to pick a number between 2 and 7?
Yep.
5.
Wow. Oh, my.
What did I roll?
Five.
All right. I got to go up a level.
Wow.
Excellent.
That was not a curse at all.
Good work, Steve.
And you guys saw me at home.
You're so welcome.
My eyes were indeed closed.
You could hear. If you go back and listen, you can hear Stephen closing his eyes because the membrane inside his eyes is actually so loose. Yeah. You can actually hear it splashing around.
All right. Now I'm a level 4. Wow. Oh, wait. I have to leave that die out, right? Is that how the Zack Sack works?
That is how it works.
All right.
I'm done.
Okay. I'm going to kick down the door. Ha. Dark, man. Add this card to a race card. You are now a dark whatever. It is lost if that race is lost. We must not have shuffled this that well.
I blame Zach.
Well, I did shuffle the doors. I tried my hardest. I shuffled them for a very long time. But it was not long enough, considering everything was out of seal.
Can I discard cards to steal the Necronomicon, or does it have to be
Yes, you can do it at any time. Sacrifice 3 cards. You may do this at any time, even in combat, to lure the Munchkinomicon to you.
Yeah, but it has to be stuff that's in play, right? It can't just be cards out of my hand.
Nope. It doesn't say that. It just says sacrifice 3 cards.
Well, what does sacrifice mean?
Usually it just means get rid of three cards. Just like if you're in combat and it says sacrifice 3 cards in your hand or whatever to
No, usually
up.
It says discard.
Oh, okay. So this one says sacrifice 3
cards.
I'm going to
guess sacrifice means stuff that's on the board. At least that's what it means in Magic.
Yeah. Okay. That would make sense, I guess.
Somebody at home will correct us, I'm sure.
I'm sure. But I am going to lose these 3 to steal the Necronomicon away from Zach.
No. As soon as you draw the Munchkinomicon or lure it away from another player, it will whisper a spell to you. Draw 1 spell card from the Munchkinomicon deck. You may use that spell immediately or keep it in your hand for later mayhem.
And then I'm going to... Am I the lowest level player?
Yep. But yeah. You didn't loot the room, did you?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
I'm going to loot the room.
Zach! I tried.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yucky.
Yeah.
You could also sell the Munchkinomicon to help you go up a level.
How much is it?
666.
That would make me go up a level. But I think I'll keep it from now. First spot, you start the turn with the Munchkinomicon. You go. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I'm going to ditch 3 cards. These are all doors. And that'll be my turn.
Okay. I'm going to kick down the door. Pow.
Bam.
And a level 14 unspeakably awful indestructible horror. +4 against warriors. Bad stuff. Unspeakably awful death for anyone but a wizard. A wizard merely loses his powers. Discard the wizard card. Ouch. Level 14. I'm at 4, 8, 9. Anyone?
How many treasures is it?
4 treasures.
I will make the proposition that I will join, which we will be tied, and then roll my fairy berry, but I get 3 treasures if we win.
What are you at, Steven?
I'm at 9.
If I help you, we wouldn't need to use items, right? Because I'm at 8.
Okay. That'd be 17. That'd be beating us by 3. How many treasures are you wanting out of this deal?
I'll take 1.
Okay. Plus a fairy card?
Yeah.
Sounds fair enough.
But I get my choice of it.
That's fine.
Okay.
A fairy dust card? Sure.
Treasure.
Okay.
Have at it.
3, 2, 1. Pow. First treasure. Boom. Potion of General Studliness. Go up a level. Treasure number 2. Pow. Spell game t-shirts. Draw 2. What does this say?
Sell game t-shirts.
Oh, sell game t-shirts. Draw 2 treasures. If you play this card during a combat, you can use the new cards immediately, even if that requires replacing items you have in play. So you get 2 treasures out of that one. Treasure 3. Midnight Munchkin Madness. Used during any combat. Plus X to either side, where X is the number of munchkin boxes, any type, in the room. Ooh, with a maximum of 15, usable only once.
Wow.
We would hit that one easily.
That would be 15.
That would be 15. And then, boom, treasure 4, loaded die. Usable only once.
Ooh.
You may choose two of those. Right? Is that how many you said? Or one of those? I think he said one.
Yes.
One of those plus a munchkin fairy dust.
I'll take the loaded die.
Really? Wow. Okay. So I go up a level 5. There's a door card. I'm going to go up another level with my potion of general steadiness to go up to level 6. Then I'm going to sell some game t-shirts and draw two more treasures.
Before you finish your turn, I'm going to play a spell card. And it's summon the book. Use it any time to take the Munchkin Amicon away from whoever has it. Or from the treasure deck. If it's not in play, you do get a spell for this. So, Rodrigo, I'm going to take my
book. Then I'm going to mutilate the bodies, go up another level.
Jeez.
And then reload and go up another level.
What do we do with Munchkin Amicon cards?
Discard them in a separate pile themselves. I think that's what they do. Doesn't say what you're supposed to do with them, so I just say you discard them after play. So you have the Munchkinomic card back.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 7 cards. Who's the lowest? You're a 3 and...
I'm a 5.
So I'm going to discard to...
Zach, is there a reason why you didn't use that while we were in the middle of a fight? So that
you could have taken 5. You could have taken 5 bonuses away from Rodrigo. Rob just has a bit of
being
giggliness.
Nice or something. Yeah. I don't know.
All right, I have to give 2 cards away. There's 1 and 2. All right, my turn is done.
Okay.
I'm going to play a handbag of holding.
Oh, what's that do?
It gives me an extra hand.
Sweet.
Actually, no, it lets me keep an extra card in my hand.
Oh, cool. I'm going to draw a spell. Okay, I kick open the door. Boom! Wandering monster card.
That's useful.
Yeah, just for listeners at home, the maximum is 15, so there are more than 15 munchkin boxes in this room.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a guild card.
Da, 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 da. Too many spells.
You can get rid of them.
You just chuck them?
No, you can trade them.
Oh.
Spells?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it says you can do?
Mm-hmm. Spells are not items. No card or ability that affects items will affect spells. And maybe giving us charity.
Oh, maybe giving us charity. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Wow, you went up really high really fast.
I did.
I'm just going to go looking for trouble against a level 1 lame goblin. Anyone like to try to stop me from doing that?
I'm not.
Okay. Steven? You're looking at cards over there.
Would he still go up a level?
Discard all monsters in the combat. No treasures gained, but the player may loot the room.
I don't think he
No, he wouldn't.
There's a friendship potion.
Using combat, discard all monsters in the combat. No treasures gained, but the player may loot the room. Awesome! Bye, lame goblin. Loot the room, which is from the door deck.
That is from the door deck.
From the door deck. Hey, look at this. I'm going to become an elf.
Oh.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Poo.
It's so hard having to decide what to give Rodrigo.
I'm gonna try something. I'm going to play a horde to draw 3 treasure cards immediately.
Sounds good.
1, 2, and 3.
I bet somebody didn't shuffle this deck very well either.
I didn't shuffle that one.
Are they all the same? From the same deck?
What?
Are they all from the same deck, the 3 that you just drew?
Expansion.
Yeah.
Yep, that was probably me.
All right, I'm going to put in a play a huge rock for a +3 bonus, which is two-handed, and then a +2 sneaky bastard sword, which is one-handed, but thanks to my hand cheek, I can use it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, that's 6. And Rodrigo, you're low. There you go. Done.
Okay. I'm going to play a tuba of charm. This melodious instrument captivates your foes, giving you a +3 to run away. If you successfully escape combat, snag a face-down treasure on your way out. And then I'm going to kick down the door. Ha! Thief!
There's all those race cards.
That's a class.
Oh, race class.
I'll become a thief. You may discard a card to backstab another player, -2 in combat. You may do this only once per victim per combat, but if two players are fighting a monster together, you may backstab each of them. Theft. You may discard a card to try to steal a small item carried by another player. Roll a die. 4 or more succeeds. Otherwise, you get whacked and lose a level. And I'm actually going to be a super thief.
Woo!
3, 4, 5, 6. Then I will go looking for trouble and against a level 5 Dragon Racer. Dragon Racer cannot be outrun, no matter what cards or abilities you have that say otherwise. If you don't defeat him, the bad stuff happens automatically. Bad stuff, discard the item, giving you the biggest bonus. 2 treasures.
And how much are you beating it by?
I'm not beating it at all. Steven, I need your help.
Oh. So how much would we be beating it by? I'm at 8, 12, 13.
We, just on, without even counting me in, we'd be beating it by like 8.
And I don't get anything.
You'd get a fairy card.
And how many levels do you get out of it?
Just 1. And 2 treasures.
What if that was a level 10 monster? How much would we be beating it by?
If that was a level 10 monster, how much did you say you had?
13.
13. So then it would be 15. We would be beating it by 1.
Don't know if I would risk that, but okay. I will help you out.
Well, you don't get a choice.
You really don't get a choice.
anybody gonna do anything here?
Just like my real world job.
Yep. 3, 2, 1. Crunch the Dragon Racer.
Go, go, Dragon Racer.
Go up a level. 2 treasures. Technically face up, because I did get help.
Yep.
I'm going to panic the villagers to go up a level. This looks to be from the Skull Kicker set.
Mm-hmm.
And then equip...
Oh, with art by... who does the Skull Kickers?
Edwin Huang.
Edwin Huang and Jim Zub. Yep.
Yeah.
And then equip a suit of +3 Munchkin armor. And that will be my turn.
So what level are you at now?
5.
Okay.
I'm at 5.
Your turn's done, and I kick open the door. Kapow! And I get a level 8 Dragon Queen. -5 if you've changed sex during the game. Bad stuff, she gives you a makeover. Discard 1 armor, headgear, or footgear. Ah! Level 8. I am beating her. By 5. 3, 2, 1.
Seriously, Zach?
Pow. What? 3 treasures I get. 1, 2, 3. And another level. I'm now at level 9. Zach.
What?
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I've got to get rid of one of these. And who's the lowest level?
We're tied.
Tied. So discard?
Yep. No, you give. Oh. You choose.
I can choose. I give it to Rodrigo. And my turn is done.
Okay. Draw spell.
That was a good move, Steven.
I think it was. Hopefully. I
kick open the door.
Hopefully for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Cleric.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Resurrection. When it's time for you to draw cards face up, you may instead take some of the top of the appropriate discard pile. You may then discard one card from your hand for each card drawn. Turning, you may discard up to three cards in combat against an undead creature. Each card gives you a plus three bonus. I will loot the room. And become a warrior, which gives me berserking. I may discard up to three cards in combat. Each one gives me a plus one bonus. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Not cool.
I'm a level 9.
That's funny. I got to go.
I'm actually the same level as you.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Well, in that case.
Then I will discard that. And.
Can't you play a spell or do something?
Nope. I cannot. Play a spell or something.
Okay.
Which really sucks. Oh, I'll just discard this one. And I'll be done.
All right.
Okay. I will kick down the door. Kick. Unplugged. Play during any combat. All one-shot cards the victim has played so far in this combat are discarded and have no effect. I will go looking for trouble against a level 10 dragon ass.
Do you beat it?
Let's see. Nope.
How much are you losing it by?
I am losing by 2.
And it's a level what?
10.
And you're at 8?
Yep.
So let me guess, you're going to ask somebody for help?
Yep.
What happens if that doubles?
If what doubles?
If the level of that monster doubles.
Well, depending on who I ask for help, that could be a problem.
Okay.
So, Steven.
Yes?
I need you to give me a hand here.
Okay. Now there are two of them.
Another monster appears of the same level and with all the same monster enhancers. If the monsters are defeated, draw treasure for each and go up levels for each. Awesome.
So, I'm being nice to you, and I'm helping you.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice, though.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But I'm still being... I didn't have to play that other card.
That's true, you didn't.
So, 2 fairy dust cards?
I think the game says you get 1.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, how much are we beating it by?
I've got 9, 13, 14.
So, 22. 22. So, we are beating it by 2. 3.
You're fine. I don't want to screw with you. That would just be pointless.
Okay, so let's see.
He sounds so broken and defeated. So you get 2, whatever.
I get 2 levels.
2 levels.
And I get 6 treasures.
6 treasures.
You get your fairy dust.
No, I have not gotten my fairy dust yet.
Jesus.
And I am going to play a reloaded die. Play a flaming potion. Ooh. Play a plus 3 dagger of treachery, usable by thieves only. Wear some boots of butt kicking. And... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Carry around a plus 4 mace of sharpness. You got any decent gear over there, Zach? Oh, no, you're not.
Not
you, ended
really.
Up, you ended up not being a cleric.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That will be the end of my turn, and because of my handbag of holding, I don't have to discard.
Okay.
Cool.
Kick open the door. Pow! And his little friends, too! Play this card with a monster from your hand when someone including you is in combat. Each other player may now add one monster from their hand if they choose, as long as the new monster's level is lower than the original one. The new monsters join the fight, add their combat strength. If the characters must flee, resolve the runaway attempt separately in the order the victim chooses. Ugh. That is a pretty beefy card.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, you played it on a level 1 monster.
Mm.
Right.
I'm going to go loot the room. Now I'm at a quandary.
A quandary.
I'm lowest level, Steven.
Also weirdest looking.
That's true. I should really take off this clown wig.
Yeah, or put it on your head where it belongs.
Let's see. I will play a curse on Rodrigo. Lose 2 cards. First, the player to the victim's left draws a card from the victim's hand and keeps it. Then the player on the right does the same.
First, the player on the victim's left draws a card from the victim's hand and keeps it. How do you... I guess I'll just hold them all out.
Well, I mean, I would say face... I mean...
Yeah.
Face down.
Yeah.
Oh, but with the different backings?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? So, yeah.
General, there could be something awesome in there.
Could be. So, to first... Left. Victim's left, so Steven first.
Zoink! Oh, God damn it.
And then...
To the right.
Right.
Jeez, I'm tired of stupid. I'm just going to take a earlier munchkin card.
Okay.
Also, I believe Steven gets the Necronomicon.
Yep. Plays a Curse Trap or Madness card that actually affects another player.
Oh, man. There it is.
And I instantly get to draw a spell.
Yep.
I don't even remember what I had in my hand.
Okay, so let's see. Let's see how this works. See if I can do this or not.
Did you kick down the door?
No, his turn's like done.
Yeah, my turn's done. I'm in the charity phase right now.
Right.
Man. So spells. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's one for you.
Thank you.
And one for you.
I think they all go to Zach.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I thought you were both low level. Sorry.
Nope.
No, I'm 5.
I'm 2 levels above Zach.
6. Oh, so Zach gets all of them?
Yeah.
God. So what do you have, a class card or a race card?
Both.
All right, I'm going to give you this card then.
Yay.
All right, and now my turn is done.
Well, let's just stack up my race card. I'm going... to be a high elf.
Oh-ho.
And I'm also going to play my fairy card of Fairy Unfairness. I play this card on any race or class card I have in play. It is discarded only if I lose that race or class. I may ignore all disadvantages or penalties the race or class would normally give you and use items forbidden to that race or class. There you go.
Did you go up any levels off of that? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
What does a high card do?
It
is like when you beat a monster, it does something.
Yeah, if I kill a monster by yourself, you can exchange all the treasure cards I got from that combat, minimum 1 for 1 level. And this can be the winning level.
Which is pretty powerful.
Yeah, but weirdly does not work very well with the elf. So being a high elf is probably one of the worst combinations.
Mm.
Just because you kind of want to help people out when you're an elf.
Right.
Well, but I guess you want to help other people out. Mm-hmm. You can still fight monsters by yourself. Yeah. Makes sense.
All right. I kicked the door open.
It was probably the best worst card I could get rid of.
Master, add this class, this card to your class card. You are now a master one. Whatever. Each monster you kill on your turn, with or without help, gets 1 extra treasure. So I'm a high elf master warrior.
Nice.
Master warrior high elf. And now...
Now he needs us actually to fight some monsters.
I know. Gosh. Nothing going. I loot the room. Sadly. Wow.
Sadly.
Ugh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow, Zach. 8 cards. You have to discard three of them.
I do.
Or play them or something.
What is that magic lamp?
I can't play them.
Magic lamp?
I honestly wish I could play them.
You may use the lamp only on your turn. It summons a genie who makes a single monster vanish, even if you had already failed your runaway roll and it was about to catch you. If it was the only monster you were facing, you may take its treasure, but you don't gain a level usable only once.
I discard Master and Unplugged.
Oh, that's what was on my hand that you took.
Yep. And then I will discard this Fairy Dust card.
Is that Dust Up?
Fairy Dust Up.
Yep.
It shuffles all the Fairy Dust cards back into the deck, and then each person gets one. But I have three. I really don't want to get rid of them.
Yeah.
And now I'm done.
You know, you could have played that card, shuffled all the non-cards back into the deck, and we would have all gotten a new Fairy Dust card.
Yeah, but I would have lost my three
Zach
cards
has,
I have.
Zach has a bunch. I have two. You don't even have any, do you?
Fairy Dust cards, no.
Yeah, so that would have been disadvantageous for Zach.
Yeah, and you already took my five bonus that I have. So now I'm done.
Done?
Just sit in my corner with all these spell cards that I can't use.
Okay.
I'm not going to because you don't have the Munchkinomicon.
I can still use him.
Savage, plus 10 to monster. Play during any combat. If the monster is defeated, draw two extra treasures. So I am going to go looking for trouble. Against a level 6 Platicore. It resists magic, plus 6 against wizards. Bad stuff. Either discard your whole hand or lose two levels. It is level 6. I am right now level 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. So I am beating it by 9. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, I'll try and beat him on my own.
Okay.
unless you've got some, like...
I don't.
...combat way to, like, knock Steven down a peg right now.
What?
Nope.
Yeah, I'll take that as a no.
He's saying... Oh...
Yeah, I'm saying I can lure Steven into this fight if you've got some combat-specific way of knocking him down below level 9 where he will likely win next turn.
No.
Okay.
I do not.
So I'm just gonna fight this duck monster, okay? 3, 2, 1. Crunch.
Congratulations.
Puts me at level 8.
Uh-oh.
Get two treasures.
Uh-oh. I hope one of them doesn't go up a level.
One.
I hope it is.
Two. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But I'm going to go ahead and play Cell Game T-shirts. Draw two treasures. If you play this card in combat, blah, blah, blah. Yep. So draw two treasures. And I'm going to play a plus one rat on a stick. And I don't have headgear so far, so I'm going to wear a horny helmet, which actually matches the card that I have for my Munchkin armor. Although, since it's only a plus one, I think I'm going to sell it and my mace, which will give me 1,200 gold for a level, putting me at level 9.
No!
Yay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Turn over.
Okay, I'm going to use one of my spells. Oh, first I get to draw a spell.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Okay, I'm going to play a spell. Monster, come forth. Play before you kick open the door at the start of your turn. Each non-monster you turn over is discarded without effect. Until you reach an actual monster, you get plus 5 bonus in the combat. So, 1, Super Munchkin. 2, level 1, Drooling Slime.
Wow. Wow.
I am at a 10, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24 against its 1. I'm beating it by 23.
Did you count the 5 from the spell?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I'm going to play Power Through Fear. read that block.
Can you do that since you don't have the Munchkinomicon?
Yeah, you can still play the spells. Yeah, you can still play the spells even if you don't have the Munchkinomicon. That's just how you get them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, power through fear. Play, when any player is fighting a monster without help, the player is terrified and must roll the die. On 4 or lower, he runs away and escapes the fight. On 5 or higher, he screws up his courage and keeps fighting with a +5 bonus. If he still cannot beat the monster, he may try to run away normally. I'm going to reach into my Zack of Holding. So 5 or higher.
Yeah.
So that's a 2.
So that means you have to run away?
Yeah, yep. He runs away and escapes the fight.
Bam.
Oh, you automatically run away?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Cool.
Boo on Zack.
Hee hee ha ho ha ho. I did something.
Hooray for Zack.
Yay! Game stuff.
Game stuff.
And I curse you. I curse you.
That's a normal day thing.
And I'm done.
All right. Kick us the doors. Thief! I don't want to be a thief.
Curse you, Zack.
Do not want to.
Curse you, Zack.
I want to fight a monster.
Curse you, Zack.
Are you just trying to say that enough? Like a curse card just appears out of nowhere and just lands in front of me?
Probably.
Stupid. Well, this is Munchkin. It's entirely possible that there is a card that requires you to say it.
Yeah.
Something 3 times.
All right, leave the room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get rid of my thief card.
Oh, poor thief.
Enough. End my turn.
Okay. I'm going to kick down the door.
Kick it.
You know he's going to win now.
I stopped you from winning. Why can't I stop him from winning? I have things.
Level 2, Orc Math Guard.
God dang it.
Double the bonus of every card played to help the Math Guard in combat. Bad stuff. Half your level, round down, and discard that many cards. Ooh, that is rough. So,
what'd that first part say?
Double the bonus of every card played to help the math card.
Got it. So if you play
a +5 on it, it would be a +10.
Gotcha.
I am at 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 17 to its 2.
I will play a sleep potion. It'll give it a total of 4.
Okay. What's that other potion?
It's after your runaway fails, you escape automatically.
Gotcha. I'm still beating it.
Yeah. Well, do you have...
I got nothing, Zack.
Nothing?
I've got nothing. I've got only cards that benefit me. But you know what?
Things.
I cannot do anything.
If I was to say play a thing that allowed you to play a monster, what are the odds?
No monsters.
Never mind then.
All right. Are we all?
I'm done.
Are we all set here?
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Rodrigo, win game.
Rodrigo, win game.
Zack is gonna so die after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Hooray!
What's that of me?
I have reached 10 in my cotton candy counter.
I hate you, Zack.
I hate myself.
Thus making me
Zack
the number one munchkin and prettiest fairy.
Yes, yes, and yes. Well, you know what? I actually liked this game.
Yeah.
This was
different because there were so many different cards that we've never seen before, number one. And number two,
Rob was not here.
Rob was not here.
Oh, poor Rob.
Poor Rob.
No.
He's going to listen to this show and go, I could have won.
He's going to be like, oh, yeah. Wow.
He's gonna listen to this show and laugh at like Zach's attempt to like come in wearing like a Hammer Brothers t-shirt.
Yes.
And like try to be Rob.
I'm gonna
save up my go up a level cards. Like, Zach, you could have totally used those to like good effect. Oh.
So here's the thing. If you only want to buy, you know, if you don't want to go in and pay the $24.95 or whatever it is, you know, for a full booster deck, mm-hmm. or a full whatever it is, expansion set,
uh-huh.
These booster decks can actually add quite a bit of playability, and I think what we've done.
Yeah, they're cool.
I forget what these cost. $5.95 a piece, $3.95 a piece.
Yeah, and you only need to buy the one. Like it's not like.
Oh yeah, you don't have to buy multiples of them.
Yeah, it's not like Magic cards or I don't know baseball cards or I don't know
Yu-Gi-Oh's.
Percy Jackson collectible cards. Where you?
I mean, what? What's that?
They're all randomized. I've never heard of them. And I'm not showing Steven my binder later so that we can trade. That is not what
that
is happening.
That would not be a good idea.
That is not what is happening. But yeah, they're not randomized. So all the boosters, as I understand it, all the boosters are identical. Which mm-hmm. means if you buy one, you're set. You don't yep. have to buy any more, mm-hmm. unless you really like a card in it, and I guess you want to seed it more.
I think
into
actually.
Your,
I think in this set, we actually had two sets of the guild because I thought that they were separate. At uh-huh. the time when I bought them, I didn't realize that they were separate decks. And so I ended up buying two of those together.
I really like the fairy dust.
I do too. I think that's a cool way to encourage help.
Yeah, it encourages help. And also the effects seemed fairly mild.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So they were just kind of vaguely helpful, which is nice mm-hmm, when right. you have something that can't, like, because it could really get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could easily negotiate with someone to help them beat a monster that they're already beating.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they're actually sometimes well worth it, sometimes only worth it a little bit, it actually makes them fairly helpful.
Oh, what do you have? Counter? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I am putting all of these instead of, oh yeah, these have to go with that. I'm putting all of these in the Munchkin box. I'm going to separate them because I have a feeling that as we get closer to Christmas, we'll be pulling out the Munchkin Santa's Revenge and Munchkin Naughty and Nice to include into this deck. I also have, as we talked about a while ago on one of the Munchkin Minutes, Munchkin Easter eggs for Easter time. So we will pull these out. But for right now, as we continue to wait and wait and wait for Munchkin Pathfinder, I think we've got something that is pretty interesting to tool around with. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. And boosters may be a great way to...
Definitely, if you want to add something to your Munchkin Cthulhu game, throwing in the Munchkinomicon makes a lot of sense.
Oh, we could easily do that.
Especially
since... And since that is a separate thing, you can just pull them out anytime. You don't have to do a lot of shuffling.
Yep, that's right.
And there is actually rules in here for Munchkinomicon with... Munchkin Cthulhu.
Oh, specific rules.
Yes, it says the Munchkinomicon and Munchkin Cthulhu. The Munchkin Cthulhu Madness card, Bibliophobia, does not keep you from owning the Munchkinomicon. The Munchkinomicon tells you that everything is all right, and you believe it. In addition to regular item enhancers, you may play any +3 monster enhancer on the Munchkinomicon as though it were a cultist, and that bonus will stay with the Munchkinomicon unless it returns to the treasure deck. So as the Munchkinomicon moves around, those cards move with it.
That is very strong.
So you could really build that thing up.
Yeah, and make a huge incentive for somebody to steal it.
Yeah. Oh, I think I know what we're going to be doing in the future.
Yeah.
If we don't get the Pathfinder, which I'm still really upset that we haven't gotten that yet.
Mm-hmm.
I looked today. I asked the guy at the store today, and he said still that he couldn't find any record of it. I was showing that it was supposed to ship at the end of September.
Yeah.
But it hasn't arrived at this store, and I can't find anything on the... website that says that it is or isn't shipping. So,
strange,
really upset. But again,
the booster pack
came.
Yeah, that's really weird.
And the dragon deck that's in there, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the dragons are really neat in that deck. So.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. I think that wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you like this different kind of gameplay. And, of course, it means that because Rob wasn't here, someone else got a chance to win. next time, Munchkin Minute. If you have any questions, comments, feedback, whatever... send them to podcast@majorspoilers.com. And until next time, here's hoping you don't get caught cheating.
Close enough.
Is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.